Kalem Pracha Beis Mishnah Vav Kisei Shenita Kikuyavam Zoy Vachi Zaynen Kayamim Summit. A chair that has flats for the Makom Moshe, for the seat, are three flats. One in the back, one in the middle, and one in the front. And the middle flat is missing. It was taken off, or it's broken off. But the outer flats, the back one and the front one, are still there. The Kisei remains Tamei Tumakabu Tuma, since you can still sit on the Kisei. Nitlu Aki Zaynen Vam Zoy Kayam Summit. If the outer slats were missing, the back one and the front one, and the only slat that's left is the middle slat, in this case also the kisei is tame, even though there's only one slat left, since you can still sit on that one slat that's remaining, as the middle one is still remaining, the kisei still is mekabel tuma. Rabbi Shimon Aymerim Haya Rachav Teva. Rabbi Shimon says in this case that there's only one slat left, only if that slat is a teva. Why do we say that you can still sit on the kisei? And the kisei is makabel tuma. But if that flat that's remaining is less than one tefach wide, the kisei is no longer right for yeshiva, can no longer sit on it, and therefore is no longer considered a kli, and is not makabel tuma. Sechus kelim perachah beit mishnah zayin kisei shenidlu shnayim mikikuyav ze betzad ze rabikiva mitame bechachame mitar a backlog chair with three flats on top for sitting on, and two of the three flats are missing. They broke off or were taken off, leaving only one slat. And the two slats that are missing are next to each other, meaning the middle slat, plus either the outer one or inner one, is missing, leaving us with only one slat, either the outer slat or the inner slat. Rabbi Kiva holds the chair remains Tameis Makabos Tuma, even though it only has one slat left, while the Chachamim say the chair is Tar. Now, even though we saw in the previous mission that a chair that's missing two slats and the only one that's left is the middle one, that the chair remains tamei, it's still makabel tuma. So why did the Chachamim over here say that the chair is tar? There's still one slat left in this case also. The answer is in the previous Mishnah, where the slat that was left is a middle slat, you can still sit on the chair since the middle slat is still there. As opposed to in this case, where the middle slat is gone, and the only slat that's left is either the outer one or the inner one, it's not possible anymore to sit on this chair. And Rabbi Akiva, who argues and says that the chair continues to be makabel tuma, Rabbi Kiva agrees that you can't sit on this chair anymore, since the only slat that's left is either the outer one or the inner one. The reason why Rabbi Kiva says that the chair is makabel tuma is because it can be used for storage, even though it cannot be used for sitting, so therefore it remains a kli. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, af kisei shel kala shenitlu chipuya v'nishtayer bo beis kabbalah tahar v'pnei shabato ikar upat lahatzvit. Rabbi Yehuda said the same would be true by a kisei that's used by a kala, a bridal chair, that some of the decorative parts of the chair is missing, such as the armrest. So now the chair is no longer fit to be used by a kala. And there's a base kabbalah remaining. This chair has a storage area under the seat, and that storage area remains intact. Even so, the chair is tar, no longer makabel tuma, even though it still could be used for storage. The reason being is that since the ikar is bottled, the main purpose of the chair is no longer fit to be used for, which is for a kala to sit on it. So therefore, the tefela is batal. Also, the less essential purpose of this chair, which is to use it for storage, does not make it into a kli. As when the chair was made, it was not made to be used for storage alone. The main purpose was for a kala to sit on it. It just also happens to have a storage area underneath the seat. So in such a case, that a kala will no longer sit on the chair, even though it still could be used for storage, it would no longer be considered a kli. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would agree with the Chachamim that hold that a kisei, a chair, the two slats are missing and it cannot be sat on anymore and it has a storage area underneath, that the chair is no longer makabel tuma. Not like Rabbi Akiva, who says that since it can be used for storage as makabel tuma, as according to Rabbi Yehuda, since it cannot be used for sitting on anymore, the fact that it still could be used for storage would not make it into a kli, and therefore it would no longer be makabel tuma.